If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 280.
What a good number.
A wonderful number. We're literally going to be at 300 tomorrow. Do we have plans? Of course not.
I didn't even finish the montage from the last thing. I've been a little busy.
Yeah, and before we know it, it's going to be the awards show. It's already Halloween, and we have Jesus Christ. Two costumes.
I don't want to talk about it. You guys have given us some good ones, a lot of good ones, actually, but like achievable ones, it's a little iffy. So we have two down and we need three more.
No,
so.
I guess we have three now.
That's true. We actually did just off camera decide on one. So we need two more.
But that being said, I'm really excited about the three we do have. It's just like October's here. October's literally here. I'm wearing this sweater, by the way, to like pretend that it's like fall. But why is it so hot? Sweating.
I just was changing really fast and I grabbed the first thing that I saw, which was a long sleeve shirt, and I immediately regretted it because it is very warm.
It is not giving fall at all outside.
No, and I need it to because my Halloween shirts, I got some sweatshirts and I'm really excited to wear them, but I'm gonna be sweating through the sweatshirt.
There you go. Well, anyway, guys, we do have a full episode. We have two topics today and we're gonna get to both of them. I know some of these last few episodes we've only been able to get to one. Well, actually, just last episode, right?
No, I feel like we did another one that was only one. But it was
a long one.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we have two good shorter ones today, but they're really good.
They're really good. And that being said, people loved the Ned Fulmer episode.
Honestly, it's the most positive. I mean, our comments are usually positive for like the first couple hundred because it's all like the eggs, the early girly gang. Then sometimes they veer and I can't look at them anymore.
Right.
This past episode, all of them agreed with us, which I mean, I expected. But
I saw a few people thanking me for the service of editing out the lols because they had gone on the original. Did you check out the original?
No.
Oh my God. You just got to. You got to see
it. I thought about it and I was like, that's okay.
It's really something, honestly. But anyway, I'm glad you guys loved it. But this one's going to be a good old two topic episode. So shall we get started? We each kind of have one of the topics and we're going to lead each one.
Okay. So you guys, we have another hairdresser debacle. I don't remember the last time we covered it one, but like, I feel like a lot of the time they're kind of like anticlimactic. Like the hair damage isn't that bad. This, it's not even the hair damage that is the most diabolical part. It is the response from the hairdresser afterwards. There's not a whole lot to intro. It's just someone got their hair done. They weren't happy with it. Her name is Avila, and she posted a video telling us what's wrong, but also we can just see what's wrong. So I think we should just dive in and watch that.
Not our researcher calling her hair a deep fried mess.
Frankly, it's accurate.
Oh no.
Like, I feel really bad for her. She like cries by the end. It's very sad.
Oh no.
If you're in Little Rock, Arkansas, and you're looking to get your hair done, I'm warning you right now, don't even consider going to Bella Gloss and Plaza Frida unless you want your hair to look like this. Fried, damaged to the max. This is not what I asked for at all. From the very beginning, my appointment was going horribly wrong. I booked my appointment a week in advance. I go there today, I'm 5 minutes early to my appointment. As I'm walking into the salon, I say good afternoon.
She's doing it like a slam poetry thing, right?
It's interesting because she uses like, you know, I've commented in the past where I hate it when people say, except you, of course, when they say...
you
mind
bitch.
You.
Oh, I do be minding myself all the time, reminding other people. Yeah.
There's an episode where I bring it up and then literally 5 seconds later you say it and I like start giggling and you don't even realize that you've said it again.
Right. No, I say it all the time.
She doesn't say mind you. She says, anyway, give me your thoughts when you hear it, because she repeats it a few times and I was like, oh.
But to me, it's not any words that she's even said. It's literally, she's like sing-songy, like slam poetry delivery.
I mean, anyway is not a strange word, but it's the way she uses it is like a connector between her thoughts that it's interesting.
Love it.
There's two girls working there, Jenny and Lupe. None of them said anything and I'm like, okay, it's fine. They're busy. I sit down. 6 minutes later, Lupe finishes up with the person in her chair. She comes up to me. She's like, what can I do for you today? And I said, I booked an appointment at 3 o'clock with Jenny and this is what I want done. Jenny's like, oh, she could start with you. And I'm okay. I'm like, okay, it's fine. She could start with me. Anyway, we proceed to go and wash my hair. As we come back, Jenny's finishing up with the person in her chair. Another customer walks in and she's like, I'm here for the blow dry. And Jenny's like, oh, yeah, go ahead and have a seat. I'm like, what about me? Anyway, as Lupe proceeds to prep my hair. She's looking at the pictures that I'm showing her and I'm telling her I don't want any blonde.
So those are her inspo pictures.
Shut the fuck up. Already bad. She has like ashy ass blonde.
Yes. So she goes on to say, like, specifically, she was like, I do not want blonde. Zero blonde, no blonde. I want like a honey brown, like some just some nice highlights that are like natural looking.
Holy shit.
And these are her inspo pictures. Keep that in mind.
Be a brown, honey brown, light brown to bring out my complexion. I don't want any blonde at all because that shit looks ridiculous on my skin tone. So Jenny comes over and then she gives her instructions on what to do to my hair. That's the first red flag. I'm like, whoa, that threw me off because it's my first time ever getting something done to my hair. Any color done to my hair like this.
No.
I always struggled to get my hair past my shoulders, to grow past my shoulders. This is the longest my hair has been in a while, just for it to get fried, deep fried by Jenny.
Not the deep fried by Jenny. That should be her Instagram handle.
You're gonna die when we meet Jenny.
Oh no.
Anyway, I don't say anything. I let Jenny blow dry that lady's hair.
Where's Lupe? Isn't she supposed to be doing the hair?
No, Jenny's supposed to do the hair, but Lupe is the one working on it. That's why she's upset.
Oh, okay. I got confused. But either way, whoever was supposed to be doing her hair is not doing it.
Yeah, honestly, she probably would have been happier with Lupe, I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
Walking in as Jenny's blow drying hair, and she's like, are you Jenny? I want to get a haircut. And Jenny's like, yeah, give me 25 minutes and I'll be right with you. And I'm
the
like,
fuck?
What about me? I booked an appointment a week in advance. And as she's saying that, I turn around and I look at Jenny and I'm like, hey, Jenny, I specifically booked with you because I know you have more experience. I've seen your work. It looks decent. I like it.
Nothing decent.
And this is my first time ever getting something done. And I just want to make sure that it is what I want. Jenny is like, okay, that's fine. So they switch. As Jenny's working on my hair, she's making remarks like, oh, she doesn't have a lot of hair. She said it like 3 times.
What does it say on screen?
I'm so mind you, my hair is fuller and longer than hers. Yeah, literally the thought of telling this woman that she has no hair.
She has a lot of hair.
What are you talking about?
Me without extensions to her would literally just be a bald person then.
I don't know if I would be like offended by that, but it would just be like, that's concerning that that's your judgment.
Right.
And that bothered me because like, come on, like 3 times is really unnecessary. So I say, since I don't have a lot of hair, that means it's not a lot of work. So I'm not going to pay too much. And they're like, ha ha ha, they laugh it off. Anyway, the vibes were so off. I don't say anything. I'm like, okay, it's all going to be worth it. I'm going to get a change I never had before. I'm going to look better. Anyway, as Jenny's working on my hair, she has her 2 toddlers. Mind you, I don't mind kids at all, but she has 2 toddlers and they're throwing tantrums.
What?
They're kind of like running around, throwing things. The siblings are fighting with each other. They're wanting to go outside. And Jenny's like having to look at the door every time, making sure that they don't go too far where she can't see them. And that to me is very unprofessional, especially if you're working on somebody's hair. This is what it leads up to. I didn't say anything. Anyway, she's done putting the foil paper in my hair, you know, for the bleach. And then she's like, okay, just sit down right here. She did offer me a drink and a snack and I thanked her for it. Anyway, 30 minutes passed by and she's outside the salon talking on the phone and then with her kids as well, I understand. But I'm like, shouldn't she be checking in my hair every like at least 10 minutes to see how the bleach is doing? No. So I call my mom and I'm like, hey mom, this is what's going on. And my mom's like, get up and go tell her like, hey, you should be checking up on my hair. Anyway, 45 minutes passed.
No.
Then another 25 minutes passed.
No.
Over an hour.
Her mom was right, though. You need to get up and like be like, hey, what the fuck is going on with me? I know it's so uncomfortable. It's not her fault, obviously, but.
To my understanding, it's like she had virgin hair. She's never dyed it before.
Jesus. So maybe she didn't know to the process.
Exactly. So
stuff.
I think maybe she didn't really totally understand. Like, she thought it was weird. That's why she told her mom. But like, also, it seems like she maybe isn't the best communicator. But in no way is this her fault.
No.
Like, over an hour is crazy. I just came directly from getting my hair done. She didn't put me under the dryer to do my roots because it just, like, takes the bleach pretty easily. But we maybe sat there for not even 30 minutes before she took it off. And I'm going from, like, dark, dark, dirty blonde to white.
I mean, I get it. Like, I've been to many salons because I've done highlights to my hair since I was way before I was 15, actually. So probably since I was like 13 years old, I would do highlights to my hair. And I've been to many like Cuban salons, a little informal, some would say.
Like family owned businesses.
Yeah, some would say maybe they have their licenses. Maybe they don't.
A lot of people are speculating that Jenny does not.
Oh, like you could work out of a salon, but depending on where you live, sometimes, you know, things just be slipping through the cracks. But I would go to places where in the middle of having half my head bleached, like they would just go and eat something like a pastelito in the corner. And I'm like, girl,
not the specific food,
you know, literally. And they would be like, oh, do you want coffee? And I'm like, if it's somebody else making
hair,
it,
please.
If you're making it, then I'm not interested. Like, it was just very distractible people. And I didn't speak up. I was a lot younger. I think I would now, but it's such an uncomfortable position to be put in. As a customer, you're paying like, just do my shit. Focus on me. Don't double book yourself.
And especially then she has kids running around.
No,
so she's
ridiculous.
Like preoccupied with that. Like I would be very, very nervous at this
point. Oh, for sure.
Never once did she come and check on my hair. So I go outside and I'm like, hey, Jenny, I think my hair is ready now. And Jenny's like, okay, yeah, I'll be right with you. As she's
over
proceeding
an hour
to wash my hair, take the folds out. I apologize to her. I'm like, hey, Jenny, I'm sorry if I'm being really nervous. It's my first time ever getting something done to my hair. I told her I struggled trying to grow my hair past my shoulders. And she's like, oh, you don't have to worry about that. It's all right. I got you. So I'm like, okay. That makes me feel a little better. I trust her. Anyway, the whole process, we're almost to the end. It's like I'm there for 3 hours. We're almost to the end. And
3 hours is crazy.
We go back to the chair. She's blow drying my hair. And then I kind of looked, glanced at my hair.
Oof.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, Jenny, is this the final color? And she's like, yeah. I started crying, bro. I started crying once I looked in the mirror because it was not what I had asked
for. Not her crying again.
I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of the time when we hear this sentiment where it's like, this is the color one, it's not like that dramatically
off. No, this
is
way off.
This is like, she said she didn't want blonde. That's fucking blonde.
I do know because I get like kind of a caramelly, which I desperately need redone and I need to just get new hair.
That you go blonde first and then they tone it to be darker.
Exactly. Like you have to, if you're trying to get your hair lighter, you do need to bleach it a little bit and then you can color it. Like you need to lift the color somehow.
Over an hour is a bit.
No, over
a bit much.
That's ridiculous. That is completely uncalled for. She definitely did that because she got distracted. But what's even crazier is that you're just gonna leave her hair ashy blonde and not even use like a colored dye or a colored toner or anything to like change it. Like you're just, this is it.
That's the only discrepancy is, we'll hear Jenny's explanation if you want to call it that. But according to Avila, it doesn't seem like she offered. It was kind of like, no, that's what you asked for. Take it or leave it.
But that's so not what she asked for. Like she even right now looking at this
screenshot. She specifically asked not for it.
Right. But she also has like grown out looking money pieces. The hair color basically goes all the way up. It looks like she grew out highlights when that was not what she wanted. She wanted a very subtle, like very down to the bottom caramelly type of color. And this is insane.
These are like streaks, not subtle highlights.
Yeah. She went a little Picasso with it. I'll say.
It was not what I had asked for. And I'll show you guys the pictures of what I showed her. And then as she was working on my hair, I specified to her several times, I do not want any blonde. I don't think that looks good with my skin tone. I want a light honey brown. Burst into tears.
Oh my God.
She's like, that's what you asked for, honey. And I'm like, I showed her the picture and I'm like, Jenny, are you sure?
If someone said, that's what you asked for, honey.
Fuck no.
That would be bad, bad, bad. I'm telling you, I'm not like a super confrontational person, but don't you honey me.
I probably would have gone the same route as Avila did and just cry because I wouldn't know.
You are a crier. You're crying.
Yeah, and I don't know how I would be able to verbalize either that or my Aries would take over and I'd just be like seeing red and like be very aggressive.
Right, yeah.
I don't
honestly
think I would
do that.
It might
be one of two things.
Usually I just go straight for the cry. But yeah, I don't know how I would like address this because also like if they fucked it up this bad the first time, like I don't know if I want them fixing it.
Oh no, 100%. That's the, we've talked about that with like multiple hairstylists.
Yeah,
we've
it's
covered.
Like if they are ready or like showing that they aren't exactly the most detail oriented, we can say, then yeah, like, yeah. Do you want them to be the one fixing it? Like, I feel like you could go anywhere else and have them actually pay attention.
The worst part is that you have to pay, and that's like the appeal of having that hairstylist fix it, because you usually don't have to pay for them.
Funny you mentioned that, though. Keep watching.
Oh, no.
I'm like, Jenny, this is not what I asked for at all. And then we kind of went back and forth about the right color, and I'm like, well, what can we do? And she's like, well, you don't have to pay if you don't want.
Okay.
So I called my mom, and mom was like, she told me, she was like, get out that chair, get up and leave. She's not willing to be polite, to apologize for her unprofessionalism. So I got up and I left and she was like, she was laughing in my face. She was like,
what the fuck?
I was walking out in tears, bro, because my shit is so damaged. It's so damaged, bro.
That was it before. It's like smooth, very, very smooth, curled.
Yeah, like, not as frizzy like that.
And not
yeah,
even a little
for
bit.
Sure.
It looks gorgeous yeah, before. It's just really dark.
I purposely didn't do anything to my hair because I was waiting for it to grow past my shoulders. And this is the first time I ever get something done to it. And she fucked my shit up. This is not honey brown. This is fucking blonde. And it's exactly what I didn't want. And I'm warning y'all right now, do not go to Bella Gloss.
I'm so dead.
We have the ongoing conversation about whether you should make TikToks, whether you should put the business name, put the hairstylist name.
Oh, I'd make a whole series on this bitch if I was her.
And normally it's like series to stop behavior. So it's like, or if they like were denying you a refund or something. But this is more of a public service announcement. So it's like, right, don't let them fuck up your hair too, because clearly she's not qualified to do it. If this is not only that she does it, she also offers for you not to pay, which in my opinion is like an admittance of guilt.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, she knows she fucked
up. I'm like,
up.
Is that an option? I just don't pay. Okay, bye. Well, like,
literally.
You fucked my shit up and I mean, hate you still. But
and
like,
she shouldn't have
okay,
to pay because that's absolutely ridiculous. That you
right,
not
right,
only damaged her hair, but you also then gave her exactly what she asked you not to do.
I'm a little bit dead though at this comment that says, girl, sue them for emotional distress. Guys, stop telling people to sue other people. Do you understand?
Yeah, I was like, for everyone's process? Sake, don't do it.
It's gonna ruin the next like 5 years of your life.
Truly.
Like,
we
cut
thought
it
our
out,
lawsuit was entertaining in the beginning because honestly, it was for like the first 6 months. Not, it's not funny anymore.
Lily has cried, okay? Real tears. We did mention you are a crier, but I think that it really did push you to the edge.
Otherwise, I can't tell you the last time I cried before that, like in a very long time.
That's so true. You haven't been crying a lot lately.
I didn't get any sleep all week. So it was literally like an hour or two each night and I was working on it. It was just constant. And finally, we like turned in part of it. We had a deadline that we had to turn in something, but then he finally was like, it's okay. Like we can amend it. Like we can send in the rest later. So I was like finally relieved. But as soon as I sent him the final thing that I had to, burst into tears. Like it was just, you know, when you are just so physically, mentally, emotionally exhausted, yeah, it's too much. Don't get sued. Don't sue anyone. It's a bad idea.
No, it's not. It's not fun. That did remind me of one time. The last time that happened to me, it was basically a panic attack. Cause like, I really don't cry now either.
Yeah, it was like uncontrollable, just like a release of emotion, yeah, that you've been like, oh.
Yeah, but I literally have pictures in my phone because my daughter came up to me mid panic attack as I'm literally just sobbing. And it's just, I have to send them to you. It's just pictures of me like sobbing. And her like this, like,
shut up.
Like, just like standing next to me, just taking a bunch of photos. Yeah. Like rubbed up against me. It's like, I can't even have a panic attack and nobody touched me. Like, it was just such an overwhelming moment. And that was the one time that I felt like that recently. But like, I get you. Like, it is a lot. And then to have to like still work under those conditions and keep producing things and keep doing, like, it's just too much. Like, sometimes it's just like, I can't do anything. I need to crawl in a hole and die right now.
But anyway, tangent.
Fun tangent. We're fine. Don't worry.
I was like, what was the point? Don't get sued. Don't sue anyone.
Don't
unless
get
they,
sued.
For example,
right,
the girl that got her face burned, she should sue. But like, unless it's something super serious, like a medical thing. If it's like over a fucking haircut, don't.
Right. I am so excited to see Jenny's response though. Holy
shit. There's
two
responses. The first one, I thought that was it because the other one just happened. And I watched it and I was like, oh shit, that's it. But this is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Is it still up right now?
Yes, both of them are. And
they're not going to be for long.
The comments are still on. I grabbed some of them, but they're all pretty much the same. It's just like, you're wrong. But also listen to how she introduces her name and tell me if any movie references come to mind or if I'm a bitch.
Oh, God. Okay.
My name is Jenny
I hate you. My name Jeff. Hi, Jenny. Me, por favor.
I had to replay it because I was like, no.
I love her.
My name is Jenny.
My name
is
Jenny.
And that is not me making fun of her accent or anything. It just like the
I stop
like,
it. No.
It was
funny.
Like the, I don't even know
the
what.
The pitch.
Yeah.
The accent
that was it.
Does
it was
play
the
a part of it for sure. But like definitely her like soft spoken like pitch. Yeah.
It was almost it like a crack.
Immediately
like
resonated.
Jenny?
Yeah. Okay, Jenny, mija. Let us know what you got.
My name is Jenny. I'm the owner of Bella Glow's Beauty Salon. I've been in the business more than 10 years. This is my first experience going viral on TikTok from a client. I have been receiving a lot of calls, a lot of texts, even threats. Like every 5 minutes or every second I get a text message from people I don't even know. I'm scared. This is affecting me a lot on my mental health. It's affecting me really bad. All this hate going on. I have a small business that I have been built up for my family. And I have a lot happy and satisfied clients. You know, my Google reviews are positive until that video. My goal is to make every single client feel beautiful before they leave my salon.
Not successful,
as they should.
Talk about an editing queen.
I know. A lot of cuts. For not saying anything, a lot of cuts.
We shouldn't be talking. We cut a lot. But that being said, we don't shift the camera every time we cut, which makes it a lot more obvious.
People making all these hateful and negative comments don't realize the impact that it's having on me, my family,
tears?
And my business. But behind every small business, there is a big heart. Somebody trying to make their...
I'm so dead. Behind every small business, there's a big heart. Where did she read that? I feel like if you Google that, you'd find like several like quotes with like ugly script. You know
yep.
what I mean? Like, yep. I feel like that's a thing.
Please consider following me and sharing this post for all the other women
what?
Who has felt this kind of pain without a reason. Thank you.
Oh, that was really bad. Girl, we don't care about that.
She's trying to appeal to... other people that have fucked up their clients' hair and not apologized? Because that's what you're doing right now.
I'm so fucking dead. I have a lot of happy and satisfied clients and it's just a picture of Avita's hair.
Also, when she throws in like, I don't know what she said for the Google 4.8 average Google review or something. Well, yeah, Avila didn't leave a Google review. It was a TikTok review.
Yeah, but also I don't understand how that's relevant.
Fuck
you fucked up. You're not talking about it at all. You didn't take any accountability. You didn't even mention your side of the story of having her as a client. Maybe there was another element there that we're not aware of, but now I doubt it because you're just ignoring it.
She does follow up and has an explanation because people asked and it's like, no shit, Jenny, of course people asked. This is like, you think it couldn't get worse and it significantly worse.
I can't believe that this is happening on the Bella Gloss Beauty Salon TikTok page. That's a bold move.
Since a lot of y'all had questions on my last video, here's my explanation. I had a client who was unsatisfied with her service. She showed me several pictures. I thought we had agreed on the color. I did the hot process. The hair was natural, curly texture. And when you bleach hair, the texture of the hair will change. But that doesn't mean it's damaged. I was about to finish the process, so I was drying the hair. And that's the reason the hair looks puffy. But that doesn't mean the hair was damaged.
What? When I blow dry my hair and like I'm just like put it on my head and like just to get it dry, is it a little like fluffy, as she would say? Sure. Yeah, it's a little like it definitely is not like super smooth. But when hairdressers are blow drying your hair, that doesn't usually happen. Like they'll usually do it with a brush and it's like not like frizzy.
Yeah, but also your hair is
completely
bleached.
Yes, correct.
Like that is not like the top half of my head is virgin hair, basically, because I just grew it all out. And no, like I could blow dry my hair all fucking crazy and it's not going to look like that. Like there's no
but
fucking
way.
But
it's like a little fluffier and like maybe not as like sleek.
Maybe.
But when hairdressers do it though, they're usually like doing it with like a brush. They're not just like fucking free blow drying your hair.
Right. She's kind of describing it as if she did just free blow dry it, but you're not really supposed to. And my whole thing is like, you're saying all of this shit. Did you communicate any of that to her? Did you say, hey, you want this color? I'm going to have to bleach it. It could possibly affect the texture of your hair, or maybe there's another option. Like, did she, obviously she didn't communicate that to her because Evita was completely blindsided. But all of that aside, the inspo pictures and what she got, that's a criminal difference.
Exactly.
That is complete ignoring what she wanted.
When she's like, we discussed what she wanted. It's like, okay, and you did the opposite? Like, I'm confused.
You just went la 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 la. Like, what did you do while you were discussing it?
And then to act like she just wasn't done. That's why it looks like that. And it's like, I don't think so. We saw the ends.
Wait, no. Yeah, and it's definitely not because of that, because she says she washed it multiple times after she left.
No, she wasn't done like styling it though. She was acting like it was like that just because it was like blow dried, but she hadn't done anything else. And it's like, thank God, because you probably would have fried it off with a straightener or something.
At that time, the customer was already upset and it was hard to keep a good communication. I insist to correct the color, but the customer called her mom.
See, we didn't get that from...
She actually didn't say that you gave her any option other than not paying.
Exactly. So we didn't get that side from Avila. I believe Avila over fucking Jenny right here because she's literally reading whatever she's saying right now.
Which I'll give her the language barrier thing. She probably doesn't speak English very well. And she's like, maybe like trying to, you know,
sure,
what I mean? But
sure,
whoever wrote it, and if she had time to write it and like review it, this is ridiculous regardless.
Whatever she's reading, not a good prompt.
At that time, the customer was already upset and it was hard to keep a good communication. I insist to correct the color.
Insisted.
But the customer called her mom. After she spoke to her mom told her to leave the salon, so I told her that she doesn't have to pay for the service. I want to make this clear that I never laughed at her or made fun of her, not even when she was insulting me when she was leaving the salon. The reason I didn't contact the client was because I was getting insulting text message from her. I care deeply about my clients and my work. I will take this as a lesson to keep growing for the better of me, my family, and my clients.
Not the smile. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, literally people screenshot the smile rough in the comments. They were like, not the smirk at the end. Like, what the fuck was that? Also, did you hear an apology anywhere in there?
No, I think that her only position here, and honestly, we don't know at the end of the day who's telling the truth about her offering to fix it. I do think that if she really did and she insisted to Avila, like, yes, I'm going to fix it, please let me fix it, I feel like that would have at least made an appearance in Avila's story, you know what I mean?
And the reason I don't believe that is because, again, she doesn't admit that she did anything wrong here. She, like, is saying she didn't make her pay, which in my head is you are admitting that you fucked up because otherwise you would have had her pay. But otherwise, it's that she dried it, but, like, that's why it looked frizzy, not because it was damaged. She literally says it's not damaged in this.
Right.
Which, like, we
which
saw
is
it.
Insane.
We have eyes.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, and that's Lola Blankets.
Never heard of them. Oh, wait. Look at my new Lola blanket.
You mean your second one?
Basically, after we had the last sponsorship, I kept getting served ads because my phone was listening. And I saw that they had a whole fall collection, and they had these ombre ones. And it's like dark green on one side, and then it gets light green on the other, and I am obsessed with it.
Dude, it is so soft. I've washed my Lola blanket multiple times, and it is just as soft as the day I got it. It's machine washable, which is a huge one for me, because with kids, I mean, let me just tell you right now, they do not stay clean.
Max has kind of claimed the other one I have, and then this one is more mine.
But even after washing it multiple times, I have no pilling, no shedding, because it is vegan faux fur. But even after repeated washes, I do not see any shedding at all. And Lola has over 10,000 five-star reviews, just in case us telling you how soft it is isn't enough.
I believe it. And they also, I was tempted, but like he already has a bed and he already took over my other blanket. They have like pet beds as well.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And for a limited time, our listeners are getting 35% off their entire order at lolablankets.com. All you have to do is use our code DWKT at checkout.
I'm not going to lie, I used our code to get this one.
As you should, queen.
Again, that's lolablankets.com, and just use our code DWKT and you get 35% off at checkout.
And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them, and it helps us out a lot if you let them know the girlies sent you. And thank you so much to Lola Blankets for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
So yeah, the timeline differs because she, Avila says that she started crying, then that she said she didn't have to pay for it, and then that she called her mom. So that, I guess, maybe there's differing there, because like, why would she call her mom if she was just gonna leave? Or like, why would she call her mom unless maybe she had offered to fix it and then her mom was like, no,
that's
get out
true
of there.
That's a good point.
But I think her not admitting that she did anything wrong this whole time, she was acting like she looked at the inspo pictures and that's what she gave her. And the client just was upset for no reason.
Yeah, I don't think, regardless of what actually went down, I don't think that her response is appropriate. I think it is gaslighty. Looking at Avila's hair, like literally just all you need to do is look at the before and after, and you don't really even need to see the before. Like you're looking at it and you're like, holy shit, that bleach fried the fuck out of your hair. I do think 100%. That Jenny fried the fuck out of her hair because she probably got distracted as hell. Okay.
100%. I mean, over an hour.
Yeah. And even just the little bits of the story that aren't necessarily related to the damage, but saying that like she wasn't ready when she came to her appointment that she booked a week in advance. And then she sent Lupa to do it.
She was taking other clients.
And then people were walking in and she was like, yeah, I could take you in like 30 minutes. Like it's very unprofessional. And she doesn't address any of that. And then just says like, I have happy clients. And it's like, but you don't. That's why we're here.
Starting out by responding with zero acknowledgement of anything that happened. Fake crying. There's no tears that came out. That was like very like, oh, my family, my business.
It's absolutely insane.
What do you mean? What about your client? Because like, just because you've never had a bad review before, it doesn't mean you can't ever have one in the future.
And then just smiling at the end, just like, I did that. Like,
it's insane.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
trying to appeal to like other people that have been canceled. Like, what are you doing?
And the death threat
thing, it's just
too much.
Was insane. She still hasn't said, like, not even that she has to address her by name or anything, but like, has not acknowledged like the details. She was still pretty vague about the entire experience. And then to follow up with that, she was insulting her. Like, she tried to throw her under the bus to make her not look as bad. She's like, and then when she was leaving, she was insulting me. And then I didn't communicate with her because she was insulting me.
Yeah, why was she insulting you?
Exactly. I was like, do you think she had a reason? Because I do. We're all looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. She was pissed because you fucked up her hair, not just because she went into the salon looking for problems. Like, it seems like you didn't fix the issue, so she got really upset. And regardless of if you made her pay or not, which that's what you both can agree on, that you didn't want to make her pay, but it's still like, she has to deal with that hair now. She has to figure out who's going to fix it. She has to pay someone to fix it. And she also just has to have extremely damaged hair.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, though, because as I was looking for the update, I found another video and I was like, oh, my God, deja vu.
It was not what I had asked for at all.
No, Alfredo Lewis, what are you doing here?
I was dying. So you guys, if you don't remember, we covered, I don't remember what her name was. It's the girl that looks like Kylie Jenner.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't remember either.
Also, that was like a very messy situation. I feel like there was a lot of stuff on both ends that were questionable.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Basically, this is Alfredo Lewis, and he's a hairstylist in LA. And what he does is like, he'll see people's TikToks about their hair horror stories. And then he makes TikToks exactly like this. They all are pretty much copy paste. And it's him saying like, I feel for you. This is horrible. What I want to do is offer to fix your hair and I'll fly you out to LA and I'll do your hair for free. And then they get it just in exchange for like mutual content that they both post, which gets him a shit ton of views.
And they're usually sponsored by like Olaplex or K18 or something like that.
Yeah. And in this one, he offers, we don't have to watch the whole thing. It's not that, it's literally the same thing he always offers. He also says like, if you trust me to do it, like, I think we can fix this, blah, blah. And all the comments are super positive, but all I could remember is when we covered it the last time, because he was fixing a girl's hair that she had fucked it up doing it herself. And he has her come out and she was like very upset about it afterwards because it didn't look good. It was weird. It was like kind of blotchy. It was supposed to be a balayage and it was like chunky highlights. Like people compared it to like old Kelly Clarkson from like the early 2000s. They got in like a nasty back and forth and it was just really messy. So in this one, he's like, yeah, if you trust me, like I think we can fix it. And I'm like, interesting.
I wouldn't, queen. I mean, it's very sweet of him to offer.
I've seen a lot of examples where he does fix it and it looks great. But
for sure.
He says, like, if you don't want to do that in lieu of coming out to LA and having me fix it, I'd be happy to send you a ton of products and stuff, too.
That is very sweet.
It's very nice and generous.
You better work, Alfredo.
I just was dying because it was such deja vu. I was like, oh, my God. Well, I've seen this before.
No, that's crazy. Well, I mean, you know, I hope her hair gets better. I hope she could find a solution because honestly, I feel like your hair is like one of the first things like people look at. And it's like, it's your blanket of security. I mean, I'm a Leo, and I know that Leo's really, like, you know, our hair is, like, literally our main, and, like, it's what we prioritize and stuff. Not that I ever do my hair well, but anyway, it's just something that, like, is really important to a lot of people. And I know that may sound vain and stupid, but, like, I can understand why she's crying and freaking out. Like, it's a big deal.
I remember when I, like, my hair had gotten, like, super long and, like, brown. Specifically, the reason, not the reason I got it done, the reason I hadn't been getting it done is because I just didn't have any money. One of our viewers, hello, if you're watching, had tagged us in a drawing that they drew of us. And I had brown hair in the drawing. And I looked at it and I was like, who's that? Because I feel like just in my head, it was like, I'm just used to it being like short, light blonde and like a bob or a lob. And it was like, oh my God, I think I'm having an identity crisis. And I would like look at pictures or look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, who is that? As soon as I got it done, I felt like I was like back to my old self.
That's how I feel when I look back at me being blonde. I'm like, why did I not see that that looked so bad? That's embarrassing. But anyway, wow, poor Jenny. I mean, poor Avila, not Avila, poor Jenny.
Not Jenny.
No, yeah. My name's Jeff. That was funny.
I was dying.
Are we ready for the second topic? It is quite insane.
Yes, I'm ready, but I know nothing about it, so I'm intrigued. But I know it involves an Airbnb and a bride, which I feel like are both very big topics for story times.
So this story is about a bride getting kicked out of her Airbnb, and it went viral on TikTok, but there are some more things that have come up because the bride has done multiple parts addressing this. Her cousin has spoken out. So we're going to get to all of it now, and I'm kind of glad that we waited a little bit to cover it because now we have the whole story. But basically, we start off with the hairstylist, who was not even the hairstylist to the bride. She was actually the hairstylist to the bridesmaids. And her name is Tarani. And she posted this. And this is when it went viral. It says on screen, bridal party getting put out of Airbnb on wedding day.
Is that your stuff right there? No. It's way fucking ridiculous. If the bride came to get her hair and makeup done, then we have to be at the venue. What? We have 2 hours? Where are we going to go for 2 hours? We're in the middle of nowhere.
Literally in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Not the panning to the tree.
It doesn't even matter. We're not having a house party. We're doing our hair for a wedding. Like,
I'm so intrigued. What did they do?
Well, we have multiple angles of this story. So we have Tarani, the hairstylist, posting that it goes viral. And then she does a follow-up where she's sitting down and explaining what actually went down. Because people are like, I need more context. Did you guys fuck up? Like, what'd you do? Who would put out a bride on their fucking wedding day while they're getting ready?
Yeah.
Gonna freak out.
I'm from Louisiana. I was hired to do a wedding in Montgomery, Texas. I don't know anything about Montgomery, Texas. I do know it looked a little weird when I was looking up Airbnbs and hotels.
What does that mean?
Why is Montgomery, Texas catching strays here, okay? They didn't have nothing to do with this. It was just the Airbnb lady.
We Googled Montgomery, Texas, and we're like, no.
I mean, she was right.
No, I have zero idea what it's like there.
No, same.
I want to say it took us about 45 minutes to drive there, so we were not there long at all. I set up my stuff. I curled up two people. However, I did have 10 people to do, so the bride had her own stylist. We also could not get in the venue until 12. So when the bride's stylist arrived, that took us over the limit of 6 people. At that point, the host was actually contacted, and we were like, hey, we're going to have an overlap. You know, it's going to be a 7th person here only for about 10 minutes, but 3 people are about to go. She then said we had to go. We could not stay there. She does not allow that many people. So now the bride is like, okay, everyone can leave now. Can I just stay? Because her stylist was outside.
So you heard that right.
So not... Mm-hmm. I get when there's like a max occupancy for like staying there. Like you can't have like 15 people staying in a 2-person, whatever.
Of course.
To do makeup and one person? Ma'am. One person over?
Yes, ma'am.
Hide someone in a closet for a site. Like how did they even know? Or because they told her.
Yep. The bride is like a rule follower queen.
Oh girl, we don't follow those rules. And she told the host.
I know. No, literally. I was like, you're better than me, queen. Because one thing I don't do is talk to my Airbnb host. It's none of your business. This is my house for the weekend.
Absolutely not.
Okay?
I mean, they're probably spying on you on cameras anyway. And I'll leave it how I found it.
Trust and believe. But like, no, absolutely not. If I'm a bride on my wedding day, number one, you don't even need to know it's my wedding. Yeah. And number two, if I want to get ready in my Airbnb and I leave your place pristine, it is none of your fucking business. Especially if it's like an overlap for like 10 minutes. Because you're going to find out in a second how seriously the bride actually took this rule to the point of her... Well, I'll let them say it, but it's actually insane.
Couldn't be me.
The host then says, you have 30 minutes to leave or I'll call the sheriff's office. At that point, we're like, whoa, this escalated quickly. Why would you weaponize the police? Y'all, it was literally 9 a.m. We were so quiet. It was so peaceful. I just don't understand why you would put a bride out and we're basically begging. We do understand, though, that rules are rules, so we just peacefully left. We did lose hours that we needed in getting ready, but hey, everything worked out.
I... am in disbelief. Like, what was the wording of the Airbnb that the bride felt so required to...
We see all those screenshots. We have every angle of this.
Like, it better be threatening the death of her firstborn. Like...
I know, I'm so dead.
I am such a rule follower. Absolutely. If it was like, you can't have six people staying, you can only have four, like, sleeping there. And I know a lot of Airbnbs don't allow parties, but this wasn't a party. They were getting ready for a wedding.
Well, Raina, who is the Airbnb host, took to TikTok for two parts. Okay.
So she outed.
It's a two-part series.
This is her outing herself.
Basically, but people had already found her. You know how the internet is. Even though the hairstylist wrote in her caption, like, I don't condone bullying. And everybody, you know, along the way has asked people not to, like, harass the host. They did end up getting their money back from Airbnb swiftly.
Okay.
But, like, it doesn't change the fact that, like, you really put a stain on this woman's wedding day for no fucking reason. I mean, I guess you have a reason.
I thought you were going to say put a stain on the Airbnb host. It was like, I mean, this is pretty crazy. Unless they were doing something like illegal, I'm unsure how this could be justified.
No, there was a lot of Airbnb hosts like in shock because essentially what you're doing, even if you have those rules for six people occupancy, most people are going to, number one, think that that's for staying.
Uh-huh.
And then number two, if they're being open with you and they're saying like, hey, I'm going to have more people here for 10 minutes and then we're all switching out. It's just like kind of the schedules overlapped. It's their wedding day. You're letting them know that. And they have zero grace for you. That's fucked up. Like, there's very little to rationalize that. And the Airbnb hosts were all like basically saying that and just being like, you guys were honest with her and this is what she does to repay you.
Like, at this point, I feel like you could have like a pizza delivery and they'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit strict, I'll say. But anyway, this is Raina and I'll let you give me your thoughts.
I'm a real estate agent and I also own Airbnbs and I do this for a living. I'm the one that actually went viral on TikTok regarding about kicking out a bride. So I'm here to tell my story because I think it's really, really important for everybody to know because I've been being harassed like nonstop. And I don't think that's right because, as you know, people only react on what they see. So I think it's better to tell my story. I've got a booking that was booked by a man checking in on... September 12th, and on the booking it shows only two people in there, and you know, as a host, I would like to communicate with my guests prior to them coming over, just to give them a reminder about how to check in. So on September the 12th, before check in, I sent a message to the male booker and send him the information on how to check in. And I also tried to confirmed also on my message that I saw that there's only two of you and we are so excited to host both of you. And then I got a message from a woman, which is the guest, saying thank you. I said, okay, everything's okay. So that's the 12. The check-in time is at 3:00 p.m. The second day, which is September the 13th, I get a message from the female guest.
I'm going to just read it verbatim so we don't get anything mixed up.
Because she adds some important context too.
Right. It says, good morning. Just wanted to let you know that I'm getting married today, like 15 minutes down the road. My venue won't let me and my bridesmaids in yet, but will around 12 p.m. By that time, we should all be gone as well as the cars. I just wanted to let you all know so that you didn't think that it was a party or anything. I apologize for the inconvenience. Please let me know if there's anything you need from me. And again, I apologize. So she doesn't specifically say we're going to be like more people, right? Like, that's not like...
She implies it because of the bridesmaids. I would say maybe she could have asked, like, I would have just assumed that they would say yes. But like, I would say just wanted to make sure it's okay with you if I did this.
Right.
But again, if it's for not even a few
hours. That being
said,
she's like, nice for saying anything. I wouldn't have said shit.
And And she apologizes twice and is like, but I think she probably was like, why would I ask? Like, who would not be okay with that?
100%.
Like, would you rather the bridesmaids hang out on the side of the road for 3 hours? Like, that's stupid.
But then Raina replies, good morning, Angel.
Is her name Angel or is she just calling her Angel?
I think her name is Angel. Yeah, it is. It is. It says Angel
right
here.
Okay. Got it.
It says, good morning, Angel. Congratulations on your wedding day. Our policy will only allow six people total in our property that must be approved prior to check-in. We have very strict policy, mainly due to liability purposes. So that literally is giving to me that even though it sleeps six people, if they just came after the wedding or something, no, because you weren't approved. And it's like, What are you going to do, a background check?
Not the throwing in that mainly due to liability purposes, but you would have been able to override those liability purposes if she just told you ahead of time. How does that?
Yeah, like, again, you can't do a background check on them.
Insurance or anything. Like, that's stupid. So to act like, oh, had you just asked 2 days ago, then it would have been fine.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of cars. And
she just wanted to
make sure that aware because it's her wedding day. And this is new to me. I didn't know there's going to be a wedding or she's going to be a bride. She never communicated regarding wedding.
Yeah.
So she said that her guest needed a place to stay.
No, they needed a place to chill for 3 hours.
Literally. And she made sure to let her know, like, the venue's right here. Like, we have to go eventually because my wedding's, you know what I mean? Like, it's happening. But Raina continues and says, we apologize. We will not be able to accommodate your requests. And then Angel says, okay, do you know where they may be able to go since it's only 3.5 hours? And she said, okay, I'm checking now. How many are they? You can check Margaritaville, which apparently is like 30 minutes away.
And also, just Margaritaville, really? Yeah. You're going to make the bridesmaids go at 9 a.m. to noon in Margaritaville?
And then Angel says, they don't need a place to stay, just a place to wait until 12. And then they're leaving and not coming back. They aren't staying the night, just waiting. Which, if I was Angel, I would also think, like, does she not understand what I'm saying? Like, what's happening?
I was thinking, like, why you just told me about this? You know, if this is your day... And you planned for this for a while and you've been communicating with the wedding venue, you should know that their check-in time is not before 12. But apparently, what I gathered is that she booked the property for, you know, the wedding party. Which I wasn't aware of.
That didn't happen. Didn't.
She's literally just clarified again that that is not what she... They don't need somewhere to stay.
No. And we have proof that that is not what her intention was.
You just showed us.
Let me tell you right now, Raina, if that was her intention, she would have just done it and not told you.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
What is this? Requirements, right? For our guest? Because as a host, we created our own house rules.
This is Raina speaking. It says, I totally understand. Again, only 6 people allowed to be on the property. Only 3 cars allowed to be on the property. No street parking. And all IDs need to be submitted for all guests prior to check-in. Which, by the way, if I book an Airbnb and they start with that shit, I cancel. No, I'm not dealing with you background checking us, bitch. Like, no.
I don't think that I've even ever given an ID for staying somewhere.
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
Much less if it was like, I'm having someone over for lunch. And it's like, okay, I'm going to need their ID and social security.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. Can you leave a sample of your blood at the door? Thank you so much.
Literally.
It continues on to say, these policies were on the listing that Everett agreed to upon booking. You are violating numerous policies of ours. I will give you 30 minutes to vacate the property. Otherwise, the sheriff will be notified to vacate you from the property. I confirmed with you yesterday that there's only 2 of you checking in when I sent the check-in info. And she says, are you talking about me too? With a bunch of question marks. And she says, trying to figure out what to do and what to tell my dad. Which I guess it was her dad booking it. I don't know.
First of all, hasn't it not happened yet? Or is this that morning?
This is as it's happening. She's getting ready.
Oh, as it's happening. I was going to say, have the violations even occurred yet? Because she was asking.
Her violations, what she is accusing her of is just like being there with
too many
people
and cars.
And instead of saying, I mean, 1 of 1,000 options, like she could have easily said, like, they need to go and you need to have under 6 people or just whoever booked it or whatever. But to tell the bride on her fucking wedding day that she needs to vacate within 30 minutes, mind you, the black bride, you're telling her you're going to call the cops on her. Right? Am I getting that straight? Because that's fucked up. Like, that's next level. But then also, just in general, like, this is a bride on her fucking wedding day. Have some humanity. If you want to tell them all to go, you still suck. But if you want to tell them all to go, including her, you're diabolical.
So one of the house rules is that I do need all the IDs from all the people that's actually staying on our property. Either they stay there, hang out, or stay there overnight or sleep overnight. I do need to have those IDs. This is my home. It's very special to me. This is personal. I just want to make sure the people who are those people coming in. And I never got that.
What does she do with the IDs?
Well, she just said it. She's like, I want to make sure it's the people that you're saying are coming in are the people coming in. But I feel like she does background checks.
That's not even sending IDs. That's then checking their IDs to verify that it is the people.
Yeah, she is the bouncer of the Airbnb. Essentially.
The other rule that we have is we only allow 3 cars that can be parked in our property. and there is no street parking. There's 6 cars, and there's cars parked outside. So that's actually broken the rule. You have to understand, you know, this is all about risking.
No, I don't.
You know, if you're going to somebody's property, you need to communicate. I have no problem, you know, if she communicated with me and letting me know about the bridal party.
That's insane.
She did. And when she did, you told her to leave.
Oh, my God. To act like had she that the biggest difference is that had she asked a day sooner, everything
and provided everyone's ID, that she wouldn't have kicked them out if they were 7. Because mind you, they were 7.
I kick her out. Ask her, how many people do you have? I even ask her, do you need place? I can find some place for them to stay.
She asked you what she should
do. And then you gave her a place for them to stay overnight, which she didn't need, and clarified because it was only going to be 3.5 hours in the morning.
Said Margaritaville. And she said, no, they're not going to be going in there. And then after that, there's other rules that she actually broke.
Oh, please tell us.
In this case, I cannot make my own decision. I do have to call Airbnb, and I got Airbnb involved. Because the way that she presented it to me, she's not asking me permission. She's telling me what she's going to do. And that's the reason why I called Airbnb and told them about the rules that she actually broke. I've never communicated with a male booker. And then when I told her that you need to follow the policies and the rules, and she said, oh, I don't know how to tell my dad. Now it made me think like, oh, okay, maybe the male booker is her dad or maybe her fiance. I don't know. And
it's none of your business.
The thing is that if you have 6 cars in the parking lot, how many people do you think inside the house? We can't see inside the house. We don't have cameras. You know, we give our guests privacy.
You legally have to, you crazy.
Yeah, like you can't. And she was already counting cars because like she's right across the street.
She's just being kind and not putting the cameras inside. Like, come on.
She messaged me. And then I tried to communicate with her about the policies. And it seems like she's trying to prove her point. And I can't go farther with her. So when I called Airbnb, of course, Airbnb wanted to get all the information. Okay, they have to evaluate the host, and you have to evaluate the guest.
Judging from her reading comprehension and how she's relaying the story, I don't think you told Airbnb all the details.
Well, like I said, Airbnb sided occurred with the bride, essentially. So,
oh, well, that's good.
He was not able to get hold of this female guest because I believe she's not answering their call. Because
she's freaking out.
Airbnb contacted me back.
She's a little busy, yeah.
I told Airbnb and I said, hey, how can I move forward on this one? Because I am not comfortable anymore of them staying in there because really, I don't know how many people inside the house. She's not telling me people inside the house. So I told Airbnb, said, well, Reina, what do you think you would feel like doing? And I said, well, maybe I can call a cop. And of course, Airbnb can't really tell us what to do.
Also, she literally just said, well, I had to ask Airbnb because they're the ones in charge. And then it's like, well, Airbnb can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, it's like, so why are you asking?
So I told Airbnb, like, hey, if I call a cop, that would be okay. And Airbnb said, so whatever is you're comfortable doing, you can absolutely do that because it's your property. So I messaged the female guest. And I told her and I said, hey, I want you to vacate the property. I'll give you 30 minutes. And
so kind.
If you don't, I will call the cop.
So respectful.
Which I never did. Okay. No, I never called the cop.
This is Angel's response. It says, awesome. I hope you have the day you deserve after threatening to call the sheriff on a bride who was trying to have effective communication. Lovely conversation. I think that was very sweet. Honestly, considering what I think I would have said.
So when I sent that information, she sent me a really, really, you know, nasty text or messages.
Girl.
Mama, you would have had a big storm coming if anybody else was staying in that Airbnb. She's very kind.
I would have knives for fingers.
I'm not comfortable, okay? So this is my property and I'm not comfortable with it. If she is not willing to be honest with me, I don't respect that.
She was!
Literally.
The whole time she's been honest!
Well, and it's kind of giving, like, the mom that tells you, like, just tell me the truth, honey, I won't be mad. And then gets, like, super fucking mad when you tell them the truth.
And then you're grounded like, for 2 months.
Okay, let me not ever do that again. Which I think is, like, why a lot of people wouldn't have told her.
The saying goes, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for than permission. Yep. So, yeah.
I did not hear back from her. And I said, oh, okay.
She didn't want to keep chatting. She was a little preoccupied.
You know, communicating with them. As a host, we cannot, cancel somebody's reservation. You really have to go through Airbnb, and Airbnb will assist you in doing it. So when Airbnb said the cancellation, the reservation is already canceled because they have all the proof that the guests are breaking a lot of rules, house rules. So Airbnb made the decision that they can actually
stop with a lot of rules,
cancel the reservation. And then after that, never heard from them. I said, oh, okay, well, you know, hopefully, you know, they get it. We never called a cop. I got a tag on TikTok. And the tag is them showing their experience on my Airbnb. And after that, I realized, oh, okay, maybe they're gone already, because, you know, it shows on TikTok that they're actually living. I said, okay, so I went and, you know, checked the, you know, the Airbnb. And next thing I know, my phone is blowing up on Airbnb app, telling me I'm a racist, telling me this, telling me that, nasty messages. That went on the whole day.
It just didn't occur to you when you threatened the group of black women with the cops. It didn't register. Like, that didn't for one second.
No, but Jessie didn't hear it. She didn't call the cops, though. So,
yeah, I love how she said that. She's like, I didn't call the cops.
Bitch. Like,
she's
like,
and it turns out they did leave. I'm like, yeah, you literally told them to call the cops.
You threatened to call the cops.
What the fuck?
All night until today. Today is the 14th. Okay. I'm still getting a lot of messages. And after that, people are messaging my social media, nasty, nasty, being me, being a racist. Okay. I get calls, I get emails. So basically, you know, all of that. I understand, you know, a lot of negative comments because people only saw a one-sided story.
No, I have more negative comments now, probably,
maybe,
honestly.
They will react differently. And that's the reason why I'm making this video. But this is my story. So the takeaway of this story is that the guest violated a lot of rules.
Shut the fuck up with violating the rules.
We have rules. And on our listing, it says that if you violate these rules,
your listing is
we'll call the cops
crazy
on you, and you have to be out in 30 minutes.
Your listing is insane. And I will defend her there in the terms of, like, if I would have seen that listing, I would have known you were a little bit too cuckoo bananas to stay in your house.
Yeah. If there's a little too many rules, it's like, okay, red flag.
But we're going to get into how they're all, like, super responsible adults. And we're like, oh, we can totally manage these rules. Like, that totally makes sense. Like, we can do this. But they didn't know Raina. They did not know Raina's wrath.
Actually, it seems like she did just not get that, like, they really weren't trying to stay there. It was just for 3.5 hours. Her, out of the kindness of her heart, suggesting Margaritaville. And, like, didn't they say the Margaritaville doesn't even open until, like, noon? It's like, well, that's after they have to be at the venue, though.
So I do think you're thinking of actual Margaritaville, and I think this is a town named Margaritaville.
Oh.
Like, I think you're thinking of a bar named Margaritaville. I think this is Margaritaville,
Texas. No, well,
and
there's hotels as well.
Oh, okay. That could be a thing, too.
Yeah, no, they're resorts.
Oh, okay. So maybe she was suggesting a resort that was, like, 30 minutes away.
I guess, but it's because she was, like, seemed to not grasp that they didn't need a hotel.
Right. Okay, well, this is part two for Raina, and it's quicker this time, but I think she was like, hold on, I've got more.
As a host, we have rules. And on our listing, it says that if you violate these rules, then your reservation might be canceled. And you can see that prior to you booking the property. And yes, it's a sad story. She's getting married. I'm just hoping that she's accountable of her actions, since it is her big day. And I can understand. I'm a woman. Wedding is a big thing for us.
I can't
planned that properly.
Do you have any kids? Because I am sure you annihilated their childhood. Like, she seems like,
oh my god,
so strict. Holy shit. Like, oh my god.
To have the gall to be like, I understand. It was her wedding day. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
No, clearly you didn't.
Yeah,
though,
clearly you didn't
get it. Couldn't handle one extra person. Well, actually, technically it was 5 extra people, because it would have been fine if she asked for 6 ahead of time. It was that she didn't. So now it was hard limit to 2.
Yeah.
Next time you go, rent an Airbnb, please be honest to your host. Because as a host, we understand.
Oh, next time she goes
the
for a wedding.
Thing that we're having concern is that when our guests are not telling us the truth, and then we'll just find out, you know what I mean? So yeah, so I'm hoping that, you know, I'm hoping that you would also realize that you let down your wedding party list, you know, with all the bridesmaids, you know.
No,
when
ma'am,
I saw
that
the video,
was
I felt so bad, and I said, why is she not telling me this? Why was she hiding it from me? Why she didn't tell
what
me
are you
that
talking about
people are her wait on her wedding parties getting their hair done? Yes, they're very, very beautiful. Yes, and I feel so bad about it that, you know, the situation, you know, ended that way. I hope it did not, but I'm hoping that next time she'll understand that she has to communicate.
The fact that she spun this all on the fucking bride is insane. It's insane.
The fact that she's spinning it as if she found out that there was people there because there was some rager going on. She literally reached out to tell you. And then she's like, well, you need to be honest.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. This is the bride's cousin. and she's going to describe it from her perspective before we see the bride's story.
And something tells me she'll be a little saltier than the bride will act, because the bride sounds like a rule follower that's very nice.
They're all super nice, even like down to the hairstylist describing it.
No, but it's
it.
Like, I feel like if this happened with my friends and like the bride would be like, no, I don't want to, it's not worth the confrontation, but I'd be like, oh, no, no.
Yeah,
I
it's worth
care.
It.
Yeah.
So there's a video going around of a bride and a bridesmaid getting kicked out of an Airbnb in Montgomery, Texas. I was a bridesmaid. The bride is my first cousin. And with that video came a lot of views, a lot of comments, a lot of opinions, a lot of false information, a lot of right and wrong. And just, I feel like somebody needs to step out and talk and share what exactly happened and how it went down. So the bride will be making her own video. And a lot of y'all asked about her wedding as well. And she'll be posting about it because she was amazing. She looked beautiful. The venue looked amazing and beautiful. And everything went great. Before I start, I just want to say how proud I am of her, because I don't know if I would have been able to keep it together after that shit would have happened. Like, I just don't know what I would have did. So, okay. Number one, I read that people were saying that, well, we should have told her that we were staying. We did not stay there. As far as the venue and why we went to the Airbnb, the venue was not ready on time. The venue was going to be ready at 12. When you have a large party, a bridal party, wedding starts at 5, that's not enough time. We have hair and makeup, so many bridesmaids. So, in order for that to work, you have to start early in the morning. Now, we ended up making a schedule because we knew that the limit for guests was 6. The first group, me and one of my other cousins were in the first group, and we got there around 6:30, I believe. 6:30, 6:45. And we started hair and makeup right away. Backstory, we went out the night before, so I drove from Spring, Texas to get to Montgomery, because I don't know if y'all know this, but when we were booking for the wedding, like the hotels and everything, Montgomery doesn't have that many hotels, so, or the ones they have aren't that great. So we booked in Spring, Texas. So the whole bridal party had their own hotel rooms, from Houston to Spring, Texas to Cypress, everywhere. For all this to be in one spot, we need to be in Montgomery close to the venue so we can transition to the venue. Like, we're just sitting there, like, because we went out and we didn't get home till 5:00. So for us to get home at 5, take an hour nap, and then head to the Airbnb, like, there was a party going on. We were sitting there, getting our hair and makeup done. So what happened was, we were getting ready to switch out, and one of the bridesmaids got there a little bit early. Mind you, we're coming from far away, so of course we want to make sure we don't hit Houston traffic, which is why she got there kind of early. Got there early, and we overlapped. So, let me tell you about the bride. She's very thoughtful, very respectful. So for her, what she thought the best thing was to do was to reach out to the Airbnb host and say, hey, I just want to let you know, this is what's happening. It's my wedding day. This is what happened. This is why this is happening. You know, whatever, whatever, whatever. She told her because we knew what the limit was, but things happen and people, you know, get there early, and we thought she was going to accommodate us for that. Like, we're telling you, and we're, that way you know it's no ill intent. Like, the rest of those girls are getting out of here in about 10 minutes. We're just finishing up. She didn't like it. And told her that we had 30 minutes to exit the premises, or she was going to call the sheriff.
It seems like the discrepancy between even their stories is that they assumed that because there was a 6-person limit and that those people weren't staying there, that they didn't have to get them approved because they're 100%. Not staying there.
I mean, that makes which is literally just basic logical sense. I'm going to stop the cousins video there because they kind of start explaining the same thing. Like, the bride explains the same thing as Raina. The bride Angel does show text messages, so I kind of want to skip over so we're not repeating the same thing. But I did really like the cousins video. And then the bride did comment on it and said, like, this was a great video. Thank you for supporting me, cousin, or something like that. Yeah. And then she dropped 2 parts, and I really want to start watching them so we can get to how this all finishes, which is quite bizarre.
Hi guys, my name is Angel. I'm the bride from the Airbnb video that the hairstylist posted. I just want to get on here and tell my side. I'm only going to be giving all facts, not much my opinions on everything, but yeah, just showing you guys some screenshots and getting my side of the story out. That's all. I also just want to say that I really, 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 really do appreciate every single person that defended me and supported me in my hairstylist comments, under that woman's video, in her comments, that messaged Airbnb, every single person, including Airbnb. They did completely resolve the situation effectively, professionally, and swiftly, and I am so happy with the outcome. And I appreciate you guys a lot. Without you, I don't think that any of this would have happened, especially with my hairstylist, Tierney. She was amazing hairstylist. She did her thing, and my girls looked very good on that day, and without her, this would not have happened. So I do want to thank Tierney as well. She did amazing. Because I needed to figure something out, I went ahead and I told my dad, hey, I need to get an Airbnb or a hotel, whatever the case may be. Also, guys, the mysterious Everett that everybody's talking about is my dad. That's it. Also, I did not tell this woman that I was having my wedding. And I don't think I needed to. And honestly, that opinion is not going to change it. It's not going to change. When I book an Airbnb, when I book a hotel, I don't tell them why I'm there or what I'm doing. Quite frankly, they don't need to know. All they need to know is that I'm staying there.
Actually, a hotel is a pretty good comparison, because if I book a hotel room, and I used to do makeup for weddings. So like I remember people would book hotel rooms and they would definitely be crowded with a bunch of fucking people getting ready in the same one bedroom suite. And you think we didn't surpass the occupancy allowed? Of course we did.
Absolutely.
But it's like, we're going to be leaving. We're just here to do them. Like, it's just so insane that anybody would look at that situation and be like, all of you need to leave, even the people who booked. It's like, at worst, just get those people out and let me stay.
Yeah, the fact that it was immediate to kick everyone out and that she was calling the cops is wildly disproportionate to what was going on. But also, it just felt like a willful, like, she was trying to misunderstand 100%. That they were not staying there, or that they were staying there. And it's like, no, she literally said it was just for a few hours. Right. Calm down.
When I booked the Airbnb, here was the policy. No gatherings of more than 6 people, up to 4 vehicles allowed on the property, no street parking.
No amateur photo shoots? No pictures while you're there? What the fuck do you mean?
That made me think of, because like every time we go for New Year's in the cabin, we film like a really shitty horror movie. And it's like, just for us.
Wait, can I come?
Yeah, it's so fun. I have to show you the ones we filmed.
It's like, you know that we just talked about last episode. I know. That was my childhood hobby.
Unfortunately, yeah. My dad does demand to be the star, and he is quite the diva. And he also goes to sleep at like 7 p.m. No, he's just so hard to work with. I'm like, Papa, you're ruining it. But anyway, so we do film, and I'm like, is that an amateur shoot? I don't know. Reyna would say so, I think.
That's insane to put no professional shoots. I get it. Because there's like extra fees and stuff you have to pay. Amateur photo. I'm like, my Coachella house is gone. Like, literally, amateur photo shoots. Like, does that mean someone can't take a picture a few times outside? Wouldn't that include, what do you mean?
Like, if the wedding photographer came to film her getting ready or, like, take pictures, is that not allowed? I'm sure it's not.
Would you consider that a professional one because it's a professional photographer?
But even if it was professional, I think that that's, like, fucked up to charge for.
It shouldn't be.
You know what I mean?
The only thing you charge for is if you're doing, like, a photo shoot that you have, like, hired. It's like crafties come in and, like,
yeah.
If you're just, like, filming behind the scenes stuff, for this a wedding, no. But amateur is insane.
Yeah. Not her allowing pets, though, and, like, not allowing anything else. I'm like, that's kind of wild for Reyna.
Only 2 dogs allowed. But they allow 2 dogs, and you can't have
I'm so one extra dead. Person? But dogs must be approved, much like everything else, prior to check-in, and there's a pet fee of $45 per pet.
That's pretty standard. But, like, is also, it? I'm like, they have to be approved prior to check-in. So, like, do you racially profile the dogs? You don't not let pit bulls there? Or, like,
probably.
Is it a weight thing or probably. What?
Check-in was supposed to be on the 12th. I didn't check until the 13th, the day of my wedding, because I went out the morning before. I didn't get back to Montgomery until 5 a.m., and I immediately went to bed. But if you want to read this, you can pause. It was a really nice message. I just said thank you back. Now, what you guys should know is that I have 10 bridesmaids in total. I was aware that it said 6 guests maximum. And I had created, or really my maid of honor and my matron of honor, shout out to them. They created a schedule for the bridesmaids to get there to do their makeup because I knew that I couldn't have more than 6 people there. My intention was to always have 6 people
there. Already wildly responsible.
And for everybody who doesn't believe that we were really going to do rotations, we really were. My matron of honor got the 4 wrong, but really it was 6 people. So I told them like groups of 3 and then let the next group know when you're going to be done.
Because I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah. So it would have been 3 people, me, the hairstylist and the makeup artist. That makes 6. Also, this was sent at 8:32 PM on Friday. Now guys, I got back to my Airbnb at like 5 in the morning because like I said, I went out the night before. I immediately went to bed. I was tired and I was getting married in the morning. I went to bed and then when I woke up around like 8 in the morning, I realized that there were more than 6 people. And I realized that that was against the rules. So I messaged her and I said, good morning, just wanted to let you know that I'm getting married today. My venue is 15 minutes down the road. I let her know that so that she knew that whenever we left, it would be quick, okay? Venue won't let me and my bridesmaids in yet, but will around 12 p.m. By that time, we should all be gone, as well as the cars. I just wanted to let you all know that so that you didn't think it was a party or anything. I apologize for the inconvenience. Please let me know if there's anything you need from me. And again, I apologize. I apologize twice, guys. I'm not a rude person. I understand this is somebody's place, and I don't want to do anything to make them uncomfortable. She said, good morning. She congratulated me on my wedding day. She told me about the policy again and said that it was strict. And she said that she wouldn't be able to, that says accommodate your requests. I understood. Did I understand? No, but I understood that this is her place. So if that's how she feels, then that's how she feels. I said, okay, do you know where they may be able to go since only 3.5 hours? I literally just needed somewhere for them to be for 3 hours or 3-4. I'm bad at math, whatever. I need them to be somewhere for a short amount of time. She said she was checking and she asked how many there are. I said just 7. I know that for a fact in her video, it did not go through to her. So she did not see this. Guys, like I said, this Airbnb was in the middle of the forest. I'm a very type B person. So really that morning I was running off having no Wi-Fi and just doing whatever. But I did say that there were 7 people in the Airbnb. It just did not get to her. And I was running around doing stuff. So I didn't see that it didn't send. She then said, you can check Margaritaville. Like I said, guys, I just needed a place for 3.5 hours. My bridesmaids were going home after the wedding. I wanted to be with my husband. I said, because I was trying to clarify, they don't need a place to stay, just a place to wait until 12, and then they're leaving and not coming back. What I meant by that is not that they're leaving your house and not coming back. What I meant is that wherever they will be, they don't need to stay. They're not coming back. I said they aren't staying the night, just waiting. That's it. That's all I meant by that. And I can see how it may be misconstrued that I meant her place, but that's not what I meant. I just meant...
No, you were just saying they don't need somewhere to stay overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, her response didn't make sense.
Which makes sense because Margaritaville is a resort. A hotel. Yes. So like they don't need that.
Yeah.
Not an extended period of time. And she said that she understood and that it was again and weren't allowed.
Clearly she did not understand.
Blah blah. This was the rest of that message. I totally understand. Again, only 6 people allowed to be on the property, only 3 cars allowed to be on the property. I saw 4 and I showed you guys a screenshot, but whatever. No street parking and all IDs need to be submitted for all guests prior to check-in. These weren't guests. Again, they were visitors. They were not going to be there for more than like 4 hours that day. And these policies were on the listing that Everett agreed to upon booking. You're violating numerous policies of ours. I'll give you 30 minutes to vacate the property. Otherwise, the sheriff will be notified to vacate you from the property.
30 minutes or the sheriff is coming is so insane. I can't get over it.
Yeah. She didn't clarify if she needed me to leave too. So I asked her, I said, are you talking about me too? She didn't respond back until like 8 or 9:35-ish. But I was trying to figure out what to tell my dad. Yeah. Then she finally responded and said, yes. And so while I said, I was upset, guys, but I wasn't going to be cursing this woman out and doing the most. So I just said, awesome. I hope you have the day you deserve after threatening to call the sheriff on a bride who was trying to have effective communication. Lovely conversation. I didn't talk to her ever again. This says Everett canceled the reservation. And that's that.
Okay, let's go to part 2.
Okay, y'all, this is my part 2, just to debunk some things. For one, this woman knew that it was my wedding from the moment I told her that was 8 a.m. on September 13th. That was my wedding day. Second, there were no cars in the road. Even then, I remember at a certain point, one of my bridesmaids, she literally came in and grabbed everybody's keys and said, hey, I'm going to move my car over because it was kind of in the middle of the driveway. She said, I'm going to move this car over and rearrange everybody's cars so that we're all fitting in the driveway. Why? Because we realized that the street was not like a street that you can just park on the side of. It was like a road, like a one-way road almost. It was really small. So she moved it so that nobody's cars were in the way and nobody got hit. I know that the makeup artist said that it was her brother that was the sheriff. I think she just misheard. Not really trying to make anything up or anything. I genuinely just think she misheard what I said because it all happened in a rush and she was just trying to get the story out. That's it. But I was never told that it was her brother that was the sheriff. And I'm just clarifying that that's not correct. That's pretty much it. Also, I was not rude or nasty to her. I don't know where that claim was coming from. It was a very short-lived conversation and I had nothing to be rude or nasty about. Was my last message a little
Yes, you snippy? Did.
Yes, guys, you're stressing me out. It's my wedding day. Like, I don't know what you want from me. I'm a human being.
There was people criticizing her for being too harsh.
Well, she's like, I had nothing to be upset about. Yes, Holy you did. Shit. I would have had quite a few things to be upset about. Are you kidding? And also, I mean, bless them for going out the night before and staying out till 5 a.m. Could not be me. The anxiety I would have the following day while getting ready for my own wedding. No, couldn't do it.
I could do it if I could sleep in the next day.
Even still, ambitious. But good for them. They all seem right. to be functioning fine. But if I was then on no sleep and then that was happening.
Tears.
Oh my God, I would have been crashing out. Yeah, it was like my breakdown the other night. That time's done.
The aftermath of all of that was that I called my dad, let him know what the situation was. He called Airbnb. Airbnb told him that they would be giving him a refund for half the stay. And they said, please go make a comment under this woman's listing because she is a problem host. And nobody ever really leaves a comment, so everybody can't do anything about it. However, I will say as of like 15 minutes ago, and I want to thank you guys because I feel like I wouldn't have gotten this recognition without you. But Airbnb did give us a full refund and a coupon for our next day.
You know what, though? We've talked about this in the past. And actually, when I was pulling things for Discovery, it was in one of those episodes, I think. I had the incident where there was a booking glitch and it charged me for a place that then they rented to someone else. And then they were like, sorry, you'll get the money back in 2 weeks. And I'm like, but my trip's tomorrow. They refunded me and they gave me a credit to book part of the new one. I'm 100%. 100% know that that would not have happened if I hadn't tweeted.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm glad that they gave her the refund, too. But it's like the fact that she had to go viral for them to do it. Like, Airbnb is nice when they feel like they have to be.
Yeah.
But it does suck that, like, that isn't the norm.
You have to get that kind of recognition for them.
Yeah. People have, like, a lot of issues with Airbnb and they don't ever address it.
And apologize for everything. Congratulated me on my wedding. So everybody saying I'm so wrong. There you have it.
Are there that many people saying that? I guess it's the internet. And nothing surprises me. But
honestly, nothing on TikTok at this point when it comes to comments saying crazy shit. Like, there are things that I'm like, this is so black and white that of course this makes sense. But then you look at the comments and it's like, oh, of course. There's like
a, I always want, like, are they rage baiting or like does anyone actually agree with that? Because that's like, this is insane.
I forgot who told me, but they were like, just in case you're ever like surprised by the internet, like look at the fucking subreddit for knitting. It's like a knitting subreddit and they all fight with each other on it. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? If you can't even knit in peace, you know what I mean?
It's like, that seems like it's supposed to be a calming
it's
hobby.
Supposed
I wouldn't have guessed that the community was very hostile.
It's just like, literally, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. There's going to be someone that's like, actually? And it's like, oh, fuck me. Like,
well, so I mean, we've talked about, we get comments on some of our episodes where people will be like, I can't believe you said this. And I'll read it and be like, did I say that? What do you mean? And I watch, and then I like convince my, I'm like, I must have said something at least that maybe got misinterpreted. No,
it's,
I
like
say
Raina
the exact
levels
opposite
of not understanding what the fuck you're saying. And it's so frustrating because it's like, I'm not gonna have a conversation with you about it, so it's like, just believe that, that's fine.
It's to the level of, it's like, Lily, I can't believe you were drinking a vodka soda in the episode today. And I'd be like, what?
That was a truly.
It's a truly. What do you mean?
Technically, it's a soda with vodka, right? Oh, no, it doesn't have vodka. That's why you like it.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe people are coming for her.
After that happened, and I heard that my dad got his money back, I didn't care. I went to my made-up honors hotel room. I took a shower. My bridesmaids and the makeup artist and the hairstylist all went out to go get breakfast. And they got a mimosa tower in the time of their lives. And we all met up at the venue
tower
at 12 o'clock.
We got our hair and makeup done.
I looked beautiful. I had my dream wedding. It was amazing. Everybody have fun. And I'm a married woman now.
Okay, Slay. Well, that already, like, it's pretty cut and dry. Raina is, to me, in the wrong completely. I think that she was running that shit as if she was the sheriff, okay? And she, I get it. Have your rules, protect your property. I completely understand that. I know that people take advantage of Airbnb hosts all the time. Like, I've seen places be trashed. There was a story that we didn't cover, but it was about an Airbnb host having their place have, like, I think it was like $100,000 worth of damage or something like that. Like, I know that shit can happen.
I saw that it was the girl's dream house and she, like, turned it into an Airbnb and then the people flooded it.
Oh,
somehow.
My God. That's fucking awful. Like, I get it. That liability-wise, you kind of do want to be very particular because people are going to take advantage of you. I've seen people on TikTok all the time talking about people lying and saying, I'm just coming here with one person. They throw full-on parties and you have to fucking clean it up.
And those are the violations, though, that I would consider violations. These, I understand that it isn't what they wanted, but also this isn't what the bride wanted. Like, she's being upfront that this wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
And like, this just happened and it's 3 hours. They're not staying there to request. Not even a request, demand that she has IDs for every single person that enters this house is insane.
Yeah, but even then, like, even if you want to have your super strict policies, I still think that you need to have like a certain level of discernment and like you need to understand a situation may not be the same as the next situation. You need to look at it for what it is. And I think that anybody who was looking at that with any sort of heart would have just been like, okay, like that makes sense. And even if you wanted to be a dick and be like everyone else, leave, don't kick a bride out on her wedding day. That's fucking insane.
And then the audacity to act like you do understand and you do sympathize because it's her wedding. And it's like, but you don't, because you literally threatened to call the cops on her.
100%. But Raina didn't stop there because she got the local news involved, honey.
I can't imagine being so loud and so wrong, Janet.
I know, I'm so done. She even posted the news segment to her TikTok.
She says the full story wasn't posted to TikTok.
I'm frustrated, okay? I'm not upset. I am frustrated about the whole situation because it's mostly the communication. You know what I mean? It's everything is in communication.
Tart has been a longtime host on Airbnb.
Cuts her off.
I'm literally flabbergasted that she posted. We can't watch the whole thing because new segments are like highly copyrighted, but she posted this to her fucking TikTok and puts on the screen, viral video, bride's Airbnb reservation canceled on wedding day, TikTok video goes viral.
Do they sympathize with her, or do they just run the interview and like say that it's a they say it's a headache, but I felt like they meant for the bride.
I don't know, we can't watch the whole thing, but let me skip towards the end and see.
It's not about who wins, you know what I mean? The goal is not about winning. The goal is about moving forward. You know? Okay, well, what have I learned?
Well, you're not, you though. Know, you're on the news talking about it.
And then...
So Airbnb fully refunded the money to the guests and provided them a travel credit for future use.
So they didn't give their opinion on it. They just kind of covered it. Also, people were commenting this picture of her in front of a Trump cutout, and she actually liked it. That is the least surprising aspect of it, her being a Trump supporter.
Wait, but also that news thing was hilarious because they, like, in just the parts we watched, they cut her off three times.
News does that a lot. I don't know why.
They do, but usually they let someone, like, kind of finish their sentence. It felt like they were like, okay, lady.
Yeah, wrap it up, enough. Bitch.
Your screen time's done. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's pretty much it. Wowza. That was a tough watch. Obviously, there's literally not much I could say in defense of Raina. I think she fucked up and then she continued to fuck up. And now her being proud on the news is just like the icing. Yeah. On top of the cake.
I'm confused. Did she think that was like going to be a good marketing push for people to come stay?
No, dude, this is just like her character. Like I said, like if she has children, like she probably fucked up their childhood and is like now like, I did so great. You know what I mean? Like she's that type of person.
Yeah, like
so
she's like, looking for people to like police.
Yeah, genuinely. I think that people like this with this character that is so fucking strict sounds exhausting to me, number one. But number two, it's just like that's how they are. And they don't usually take well to seeing other points of views. Like she's kind of going to die on this hill.
I think what pisses me off the most, though, is that she does pretend like there could have been a world where she didn't kick them out. If they had just done it properly, it's like, what would the day difference notice have done for you?
Yeah,
like,
no,
how would that have mattered or affected anyone?
No, 100%. I don't know what actual real life consequences she's going to have. The bride did say that Airbnb did let her know that this is not the first time that Raina has been complained about.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, and they also encouraged her to go leave a review about Raina. And the last that I did hear, some people were saying that her Airbnb account was like paused, like it's not available if you look it up. That maybe because of like a flood Google. Of like reporting or something people. Not 100% sure, but like, yeah, I would bet that she's had issues before. That would not surprise me at all. And wow, what a journey today has been. We love the internet.
Yeah, it was a fun one. I liked it. Lower stakes. Well, I feel bad saying that. Avila, her hair, I hope she gets it fixed.
Well, this made me chuckle last night. Granted, I was very sleep deprived, but I still think it was funny. It says, I thought this was super cool when I was drunk last night. And you know, period.
It's like those like when someone stands in front of like a subway and it like rushes by and you get literally. The cool, but it like just, it's not that.
Somebody did edit the photo to kind of look like what, you know, they must have been feeling.
She maybe thought it was,
So good.
Still doesn't do it.
You know, honestly, I feel like she was living her perks of being a wildflower dream.
I was just gonna, yep. We'll keep things lighthearted. Despite my feed being very political at the moment. And we're going to watch a little baby pit bull that has a skin condition. So she has to get baths. And then her foster puts her in little pajamas. And it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I've seen another one that was like earlier than this. And she was even smaller. She's doing much better.
Oh my God.
It was like these pajamas were huge on her before.
Is there anything cuter than a dog in pajamas?
The little belly. And then she puts a little headband on her too.
Oh my God. Oh, it's like one of those get ready with you headbands.
Yeah.
Oh I'm so dead. She does not like that. She does.
Oh my God.
She's like, what the fuck?
Can you put me down now? Oh my God. It's just the cutest thing ever. I love it
so
much.
Oh my God. I love that. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. And as always, we hope you have a fantastic weekend. And we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.